This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boy, it is hard to break through in the podcast world, but this podcast captured a lot of attention, especially here locally, How to Destroy Everything. Two friends who grew up together right here in St. Louis County, Danny Jacobs and Darren Grodsky. Welcome to KMOX.
It is our pleasure.
It is a great pleasure to be here on The Voice of St. Louis.
All right, you're back for a special event with your friends, Randy and Jeff Vines. Tonight at STL Style on Cherokee. It's sold out, so people should not head over there. But what are you expecting this event to be?
Well, this is our first live show we've done for the podcast. We're really excited about it. We're going to do we're going to have special guests. We're going to have, a lot of surprises for folks.
Danny and I might arm wrestle. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Anything can happen.
Yeah.
For people not familiar with the podcast, can you give me the little elevator pitch that you do at the beginning of each one?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So this podcast is about my dad, my malignant narcissist father, who's, rings of destruction knew no bounds, basically. He destroyed a family, a community, all in service of his pathology. And Darren, my best friend since I was 6 years old, helps me navigate through it all.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So your dad passed away 10 years ago. And shortly thereafter, we had been sort of sitting on these stories of Danny's childhood for our entire careers. Danny and I are also screenwriters and directors. And after your dad passed away, we started working on the idea of a television show inspired by Danny's dad. And in the process of struggling to get that made, someone suggested to us that it should be a podcast, which now in retrospect seems obvious. And we made the podcast, and to our great surprise,
People absolutely liked it.
Was a success.
Yeah. And for those who are loving the podcast, we also have in studio with us Sandy Jacobs, Danny's mom. Welcome.
Yeah,
thank
mom.
You. Yay, I'm here.
What was your thought when Danny said, "Hi, we're going to do a podcast about my father"?
I thought it would be good for us to get our feelings out.
Yeah, but were you nervous, mom?
I was nervous at first because I didn't know how it was going to be.
Yeah.
Are you nervous right now?
A little bit, yes.
You're doing great.
You are doing great.
You know, you are, I say this, and I mean this sincerely, I think you're the star of the podcast.
Yes. Oh, I think, no doubt.
I've gotten feedback from friends about me and about Danny, and it's mostly positive, but occasionally mixed. I've never heard even a neutral word said about you. It's always glowingly positive. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I should say, Darren, your mom, Gloria, is here with us, too. So the moms are representing.
In-house.
Indeed.
And it was interesting talking to your mom, Darren, before we started taping, because she was telling me, you know, Danny was always over at the house mm-hmm. when you guys were kids, and she had no idea about what you were going through. And when you say your dad was a malignant narcissist, yeah. Danny, I mean, the stories, there's so many stories.
Yeah, just to kind of give a flavor, my when my mom divorced my dad, she got a call from a woman in St. Louis who invited her to a support group that was composed solely of people who had been sued by my dad. There were dozens of members. They had a newsletter. My dad got disbarred for stealing documents from a federal courthouse. He got fired from the SEC for accessing a classified database.
But at the same time, he was an extraordinarily intelligent man and an attorney. Danny's dad won a U.S. Supreme Court case, and in fact, it was the case that made it legal for lawyers in America to advertise.
Yeah.
So we have Richard Jacobs to thank for all of those, you know, attorney
billboards
ads that we see
and,
on billboards.
We have lots of them on KMOX, and they do help pay my paycheck. So I guess I do owe your dad a debt of gratitude
somehow,
for that.
Somehow, yes.
But as the stories go on, like each podcast, it's interesting how, I mean, are you really discovering a lot of these things in real time?
Yeah.
And especially about how you did or didn't deal with it at the time.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we set up an email address, which is iknowrichardjacobs@gmail.com for people to write in who knew him or had some run-in with him. And we've gotten emails from people all over the world who was like, yeah, he sued me for 10 years and ruined my life in the 90s or whatever. So it is been a real-time kind of therapeutic process where I'm learning all this information and trying to process it and talk through with the interviewees and Darren.
One of the unexpected things that has happened as a result of this podcast is how much it has affected Danny and Sandy,
and my
for
mom,
that matter.
Yeah.
Because we set out knowing that we had this pretty incredible story that was very funny at times, tragic at times, and we kind of thought we were telling a story about the past, but what it has become, I think, is really a story about the present, about
yeah.
Danny and his journey, Sandy and her journey, and also a lot of other people who are listening. That email address is not just, we haven't just heard from people who knew Richard, but from people who did not, but have seen themselves in Danny or seen someone that they know in Richard. I mean, like literally hundreds and hundreds of people have reached out to us saying that they're finding
comfort
and healing in their own journey with narcissists by listening to Danny be so, you know, nakedly vulnerable, and Sandy too. So that was never our intention to help people, but boy, what a nice surprise. Nice surprise.
Because I don't know why, but we talk about narcissists all the time now. Like if
yeah.
you're on TikTok, there's so many videos
it's
of people talking about narcissists
yeah.
and everyone's a narcissist, but your dad was kind of next level, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
because
we kind of throw that word around these days a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there literally was, you know, I think that it's something that I've dealt with personally in terms of my relationship with him. Like, ultimately, his relationships were transactional. And we spoke with a doctor, actually.
Yes.
Who, and I asked him, I said, did my dad really love me? Which is a difficult question to pose to anyone. And his answer was, I mean, probably not in the way that you think of love. My dad was a unique creature. When my brother and I were going through his house after he died, we realized accidentally that two doors in the house, if they were open to the same angle at the same time, a secret compartment my dad had built over the bathtub would pop open. And inside was a stolen notary stamp, a faked Secretary of State stamp.
Yes.
Bank accounts he had opened in my brother and my name, just a forgery station. So
he loved his gadgets.
Yeah, he loved his gadgets
whether he
and
loved
his
you,
secrets.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Danny for years had always said about his father that he was a man who loved very deeply, but didn't know a healthy way to love. And I think one of the things that's been a part of your journey in this podcast, kind of an upsetting part of your journey, is the holes that have been poked into that narrative
yeah.
that you've told yourself. Because now, you know, I mean, it's hard to say that's still the
True.
Case.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From a podcast perspective, when did you know that it's, when you do a podcast like this, how do you know when it really took off? Because you, I imagine you have to work on the first, you know, 5-10 episodes or whatever, all at the same time, so you, well, nobody's hearing them, and then they get released to the world. When did you know that it...
That is typically how it would work.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing, so yeah. we made two episodes, and then... We got word from an editor at Apple that they wanted to feature it.
Well, truthfully, we made one episode.
Yeah, we made one episode.
And then you can submit a form to Apple to
said like, hey, basically, we listened to this, and is it any good?
And the Apple said, we will feature this. Do you have a second episode?
We're like, no.
So we made a second episode. Apple featured it.
And then there's these Apple rankings of in the podcast space, and the podcast jumped to number 3 in the United States, and we didn't have any more episodes.
Yeah, so and you can track the download numbers, and it was insane. We reached out to Apple when this happened. We were like, is this what happens when you feature podcasts? It goes to the number 3 podcast in America, and they said you get a boost, but no, this something's happening here. So we then had to scramble because, like Danny said, we didn't have another episode. Each episode takes quite a while to put together, so we had to go dark. We went on a hiatus for like
nine months,
and people were not happy.
they were mad.
They were very frustrated. But then we relaunched.
In September.
We did what you were talking about. Then we did it the right way. We got ahead, you know, made a bunch of episodes, and then relaunched weekly.
We had the advantage of that point, knowing that there was an audience that was waiting for us. So,
well, they are Danny Jacobs and Darren Grodzki, best friends from childhood. They co-write things together, they direct things together, and now they're doing this podcast together. And tonight at STL Style, they'll be doing an event together, which if people subscribe to your Patreon page.
Patreon.com/howtodestroyeverything.
We're going to do a live stream of the show for folks that couldn't get into the venue.
And before I let you go, how do you both know Jeff and Randy Vines?
Wow. Where do we start? I mean, probably
kindergarten. Really.
Yeah.
Bell Reve Elementary School.
Camp Tom Sock, summer camp.
Yes.
You know, basically.
A lot of hangouts in their basement.
Yep.
I mean, we go way back.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure listening to the podcast. It's been so interesting and really great to meet both of you.
Thanks for having us.